President Gabriel Boric was keenly aware of how much was riding on his first State of the Nation address. Boric received an ovation when he announced a national plan for finding the bodies of thousands of people who disappeared during Chile's military dictatorship.
If we don't know where they are, we cannot heal our wounds.
Boric will also introduce a fiscal reform plan to Congress next month and a long-awaited pension reform bill. In keeping with his social agenda, he vowed to build 250,000 public houses. But the main focus was his roadmap for addressing Chile's most pressing immediate problems, from soaring inflation aggravated by the war in Ukraine to the escalating armed conflict with indigenous Mapuche groups.
It's been the shortest of honeymoons for Latin America's youngest president, whose new left progressive program had awoken huge expectations. But in only 82 days, a combination of inexperience, very bad luck on the economic front, and lack of strong leadership to tackle violence and rising crime have seen his approval ratings plummet.
Boric promised to increase the police and intelligence budgets, continue to deploy the army in the rest of Araucanía region, and allocate funds to compensate those affected by sabotage acts and organized crime. Emulating his New Zealand counterpart, he went further.
I will introduce a law to Congress to totally prohibit the ownership of firearms. We have seen what happens in other countries, and we won't allow that to happen in Chile.
But the conservative opposition in Congress is unlikely to give Boric a break.
They thought that a new face or generation would make things easy, but it's never easy to govern, and in Boric's case, it's obvious.
Boric recognized that mistakes have been made, but he insisted that he remained optimistic, reminding Chileans that they have a historic opportunity to build a more equal society. Lucía Newman, Al Jazeera, Valparaíso.